Keith Freeman is the secretary of Harvey's Firemen's Association, Local 471. Keith, is this anything that you've had to deal with in Harvey prior to this moment in time?
No, I personally haven't had to deal with it. There have been layoffs one time in the past. So some of the members who are still there have been laid off in the past, but this seems to be accelerating aggressively and it seems to be much more severe.
It's my understanding that Harvey has a close to $164 million debt and no way to really get out of it. So they fired firefighters today. Tell me about that. Well maybe not today, but this week, right?
Yeah, there's been two sets of layoffs. So originally we were a 35-man department, and in October they laid, I think the number was 17 or 18 off, and then just a few days ago on Wednesday they laid four more additional off. So we went from a department of 35 responding, you know, 35 members who could potentially respond given their shift schedule to a total of 15 with five on duty any given day.
Five on duty any given day for how many people? How many people live and rely on firefighting services in Harvey?
I think it's 10 or 20,000 is the official census record. And then those five men are just the men who could potentially be on duty. Of course, if people are out injured or out sick, that number drops.
And is that even enough people to man the vehicles needed to fight a fire? Oh, your phone kind of blanked out there. What was that?
The union a number of years ago went back to the table, and we actually, years and years ago, lowered our daily minimum staffing from 10 to 7. And the union stance is that it requires seven men on duty every day to provide the appropriate service to the citizens that they require. So as soon as we went through the first set of layoffs, you know, that took us below our seven-man contractual minimum and required us to close one of our three stations. These four additional guys are making it so that on most days we're down to just one station with just one rig, and that's the problem as well. You know, when we have multiple stations open, we have more manpower and more rigs coming to the fire. Now, on some days, we're down to just one station with just one engine.
And it's not just firefighters, other city employees. The mayor confirms there will be more layoffs to come. But firefighters are a different breed. They want to do their job, do it well, put their lives on the line. I would think there is a pretty high level of stress for the five that are on duty on any given day, if five make it to work.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that's most important. You know, all of the men who signed up to be Harvey firemen are there because they want to help the citizens and on the worst day of their lives. And that's all we want to do is get back to doing what it is that we do for the citizens. And unfortunately, having the manpower as low as it is right now is extremely dangerous for the citizens and extremely dangerous for the firemen.
So if the Cook County Sheriff's Department is providing additional patrols for public safety reasons, is there anyone else picking up the slack when it comes to firefighting?
Well, so there's something called a MABUS agreement, which is just an agreement between one town and another town or another town's saying, hey, you know, you come to our fires and we'll go to your fires. But the thing that's really different about that is that's to augment the manpower. Right now, with the manpower set as low as it is, those people end up being the manpower. And unfortunately, they're coming from further away. And we've also canceled our part of the agreement with those. So it's kind of a you do for us, we do for you kind of agreement. And right now, we're not attending out-of-town fires at all, and we're supposed to be augmenting their manpower. So it's bad for our town, and it's bad for all of the towns that we respond to additionally.
As the secretary of the Harvey Firemen's Association, Local 471, what do you do? What is the union doing to support those firefighters who are on the job?
Still a GoFundMe. You know, we're trying to get those guys through the hump as best as we can. We're checking in on each other. You know, in a small firehouse like ours in a small city, everybody becomes really close. We become a very tight-knit family. So, you know, we're trying to provide people as much as we can. I want to say thank you to anybody who donated to the GoFundMe or anybody.
So wait, there's a GoFundMe for firefighting? For that's crazy, right? That we're living in a time that we have this many people who live in Harvey and they're relying on a GoFundMe account to help fund the firefighters.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And that's the thing that, you know, when you sit around the table with the men and you talk to them, we're really worried about the citizens. We're really worried what this is going to mean for the citizens. You know, we're there in really aggressive, really dire situations for them. And then, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're not supposed to be asking for charity to make our livings as professional firemen. You know, we all came down to Harvey because we knew what it was and we wanted to go to the area of greatest need. And unfortunately, right now, we're not being allowed to do our jobs.
How many of those firefighters actually live in Harvey?
I don't have an exact count on that. We have an agreement in our contract that allows us to live outside the city. But, you know, everybody came down there to serve the citizens of Harvey, you know, and we're all very committed to that.
And, of course, the pension is underfunded. They said the firefighter pension is only 18% funded as of 2021. Where does that stand now in 2025?
Yeah, the pension board would be a better group of people to ask about that. I don't have the pension board numbers on, but I can say that having laid off firemen, when you lay a fireman off because he's no longer receiving a paycheck, he's no longer committing to the pension fund. So every time you lay a fireman off, the pension fund gets worse.
What's the difference when it comes to firefighters in laying someone off versus eliminating their job or firing them?
So we have in our contract, the agreement is that within the next 2 years, before they can hire anybody from outside the agency to come be a Harvey fireman, they have to recall us. And that's the primary big difference. And another thing that's interesting is, you know, we are union firemen, we are professional firemen, and it's a little different than being, say, like a union plumber or a union pipe fitter. We can't simply pick up and go to another department. If you were to seek employment elsewhere, you would have to retest, start back down at the bottom, maybe even potentially go through training, and that process can take years.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we know that takes years. So how unfortunate for these firefighters, not just the ones who are laid off, but look, they've got bills to pay, and the ones who are being relied on to service a city on a skeleton staff, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's really dangerous for the citizens. You know, the thing is that there's supposed to be seven men on responding to these fires. There could be as few as two, maybe even one. And that's going to run those crews harder. It's more dangerous for them. They're going to get run down. They're going to get injured. They're going to get sick. And it makes everything much more dangerous than it already is in an already dangerous job.
Does the union plead the case to the state? I mean, who needs to step up and protect their citizens?
Oh, the state's job is to enable the cities to help us protect the citizens. And then, you know, we as the inside fire agency, you know, our job is to respond to emergencies. We've been reaching out to basically anybody who will listen. You know, this is dire straits. The consequences could be absolutely dire for the citizens. We're very worried for them. We're very worried for ourselves. So, you know, we're trying to talk to our representatives. We've reached out to the IAFF and the AFSI. They've been wonderful in trying to help us get that message out. But, you know, anybody who on a state or local level can provide help or can help us with our fight to get back into the city and to do what it is that we love to do and need to do for the citizens, we're happy to talk to you.
Thank you so much for filling us in on what is happening. I mean, the headlines look dire, and speaking with you, the situation, it's like you said, it's insane. It's unbelievable that, you know, people who pay their taxes don't have the services that most of us would take for granted.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that, you know, the United States government is set up to provide people with a couple basic rights, and the ability to, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is certainly one of those. And basic fire protection is one of those rights that everybody should have. And that's why firemen sign up. You know, there's not a fireman in a firehouse anywhere who signs up for really any reason other than he wants to help people on the worst day of their lives. And that's what all the boys want to get back to doing because we know that we need to do it. You know, we catch more structure fires in Harvey than a lot of people. And we're going into a period of time, you know, in the calendar year where structure fires will go up.
Absolutely, especially with space heaters and all the dangers that come with people trying to heat their home on a very cold day in a community that's stressed financially, not just at the level of, you know, firefighting and police officers and city employees, but people who live there. Many are financially stressed. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this today.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Keith Freeman, Secretary of Harvey Firemen's Association, Local 471.